Hello and welcome to Water Rights. I'm Don Wright, and I will be reading to you a report by Rob Cundy on the site's reservoir project. There's my editor's note. The proposed site reservoir location is in a valley about 70 miles north of Sacramento and 10 miles west of Interstate 5. This off-stream storage facility will hold 1.5 million acre-feet when completed. In comparison to that, that's like three times the size of Millerton Lake on the San Joaquin River. This water will come from excess flows on the Sacramento River above and beyond the amount needed for health and human safety, environmental, and delta habitat. It'll take place during the high-flow snowmelt. This stored water would be available to subscribers, investors, and the State Water Project and Central Valley Project use. It will cost about $4 billion to build and complete for operations. We thought it might be interesting to take a quick look at how things are going there. And many thanks to Rob Cundy for sharing this information. I should mention that this is Rob's report. It's an engineer's report, and I didn't alter it much at all. Many of you know Rob Cundy. Mr. Cundy is the former GM of Wheeler Ridge, Maricopa Water Storage District in Kern County. He's got from my perspective, the perfect haircut. And I'm really thankful that he allowed us to use this. Okay, here's Rob's report. California Infrastructure Streamlining Legislation. On June 5th, the site's Project Authority and Reservoir Project Committee voted to approve the following with respect to the governor's proposals for infrastructure streamlining. 1. Communicate general support for the governor's executive order and legislative permit reform package. And 2. District staff to actively activate on behalf of the three legislative proposals of direct benefit to the project: CEQA administration, record reforms, CEQA judicial streamlining, and reclassification of fully protected species. On July 5th, after a final vote by the California Senate, the legislature approved the governor's infrastructure streamlining package to accelerate clean energy and infrastructure projects, and the governor signed SB 147, allowing permitting take of Swanson's hawk and other fully protected species, and SB 149, accelerating judicial review of CEQA litigation, on July 10th. The site's reservoir project remained an eligible project. Site's reservoir water right application. The State Water Resources Control Board's 60-day period for formal public protests to the site's water rights application was to end on August 1st. However, the State Board extended the deadline for protest to August 31st. On its schedule, Sites estimates 18 months from June 2nd will be needed for issuance of the water rights permit. Sites participants consider this a precondition to entering into Sites benefits and obligation contracts to fund and receive benefits from the project. Sites Reservoir Joint Meeting of the Sites Project Authority, SPA, and Reservoir Project Committee, RPC. At its June 16, 2023 meeting, the SPA and or RPC took the following actions. Number 3, approved the consent agenda, including 4, approval of May 19th and June 5th, 2023 joint meeting minutes, treasurer's report and payment of claims, and 1, authorizing the executive director to enter into a new memorandum of agreement with the Bureau of Reclamation that outlines roles and responsibilities along with cost sharing for the remainder of phase 2 and 3 of the project. 4, authorized staff to start the process of preparing a sustainability final benefits and obligations contract, site's operating plan and governance documents, and sustainability, finally, WIFIA loan documents, WIFA, by mid-2024. A draft B&O contract based on the general principles and preliminary terms will be provided later in June, and workshops for participant feedback will be scheduled in July.
Did you know Water Rights audience makes the irrigation decision for more than 4.5 million acres of farmland in California? If you have products and services you want to put in front of this exclusive demographic, get in touch with us. After all, you're listening to this, so are they.
5. Authorize the executive director to enter into 2 contracts for cultural monitoring of geotechnical fieldwork with the Kachil Dahi Band of Wintu Indians and the Paskinta Band of Nomlaki Indians. The SPA and RPC received briefings as follows. 6. The contents of the proposed final environmental impact statement, environmental impact report, on water quality, temperature, and mercury, and cultural Indian tribal resources is addressed under AB 52 legal requirements for continuing consultation. 7. Updated information on the project's process to obtain federal biological opinions. 8. Updated information on the project's schedule to subject to further input and refinement, which estimates 1. Substantial project completion and initiation of operations in fourth quarter 2032, extending the current phase 2 to mid-late 2025 due to delays in the water rights permit. This will require collection of the 2023 uncalled $40 per acre foot subscription. And 3, investor commitment via the B&O contract in early 2025. Staff are planning for the current work plan update to stretch resources through late 2025. 4, a review of principles establishing guidelines for site use of the lower Colusa Basin's drain system. The use of the drain is preferred for conveyance of water for south of Delta and environmental purposes. 5, a review of the work product of the Governance Ad Hoc Joint Committee to address future project governance through design, construction, and operation. Provisions regarding governance are to be included in the Benefits and Obligation Contract to provide assurances to project participants. The retired annuitant, that's Rob, serves on the committee. The executive director reported as follows. Site staff and directors provided an on-site briefing to the project for U.S. Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Camille Taunton. She expressed strong support for the project, included doing their best not to delay the project schedule. The next Joint Sites Project Authority Reservoir Project Committee meeting will be July 16, 2023. Well, obviously this is a little bit of an older report. Other sites activities. The retired annuitant, again that's Rob Cundy, attended 9 sites meetings activities during the month. He chaired the operations and engineering work group meeting on June 7th. He participated in preparations to brief the state water contractors on the sites project. He emailed the following to district investors. A. Insights newsletter regarding the sites water right application. B. The May 2023 sites portion of the engineer manager's report. And C. An Aqua News article on the sites project. At this point, the report goes on to list meetings that Mr. Cundy attended from June, mostly all during June. I'll just say that would be like reading the genealogies out of the Torah. Important, but maybe not as important as getting on to other stuff. And I just wanted to repeat, this above report was written by retired annuitant Rob Cundy and presented to the Wheeler Ridge Maricopa Water Storage District's Board of Directors. Cundy is the past general manager of Wheeler Ridge. Another note from me, most of you may well know what an annuitant is. I did not. An annuitant is someone who receives an annuity. While retired, annuitant kind of sounds redundant. I mean, don't you have to retire to get an annuity payment? But it's not all that unusual. And with the event of Sigma and large projects like sites, they can get complicated. And to consider its business, it's really common for districts to create positions for former key personnel, such as general managers. It makes no sense to waste the years of valuable institutional knowledge and wisdom that's been accrued. And after all the decades, it's good to have somebody that knows what they're doing. For more information about sites, go to www.sitesproject.org. And on the lingo side, this report is the product of the author. Opinions expressed are those of the author and do not represent any advertisers or third parties. Well, thank you for listening, and be sure and come back. Drop us a note, say hi. Love to hear from you.